Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959. It is the Beyonce of 959. Ugule Tua Mushlungu. How did you be?
Every day just keeps getting better with you. I'm out of words. Let's just talk about the markets now.
So I just need you to update me on the Canal Media and DSTV merger. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is a big one, my Blair. For anyone who knows anything about MultiChoice, as we know it, not only provides DSTV in South Africa, but right across the continent and so many other services as well that they've expanded into. As we know today and over the course of the period between yesterday and today, they are currently standing in front of the Competition Commission and the Tribunal. As we know, there were some regulatory hurdles that were passed, essentially where the Competition Authority said that this deal could potentially go ahead. It doesn't present any or pose any significant risk or threat to the media environment in South Africa. However, further details will be decided and revealed today, just in terms of what that particular ownership structure does look like, but also, more importantly, how does it translate from an operational point of view. You'd be well aware that South Africa did have certain limitations on media ownership in the country, especially when it comes to foreign ownership being limited to 35%. But now with Canal Plus coming in as a French contender to take over MultiChoice, this does play a change in the landscape with regard to the regulations and the white paper that is also in place. So we are anticipating to hear some further feedback within the months to come, just with regard to how the deal will be finalized, the valuation of the deal as well, if there's any changes to that, but also the final impact that we as South African consumers would also feel.
All right. Good luck to them. Pela mina ngibuye ngiqashwe khona, so I'm very interested. So it seems like there are some positive prospects for the SA economy. What's happening there?
There are, and this one is an ongoing debate, right? But we've been speaking to a team of various economists, and just last night on Kaya Biz, many of them, specifically one from Old Mutual, Johan Els, had shared some forecasts that actually spoke to a better, slightly improved economic outlook for the country, especially in the short to medium term. Now, he did highlight that a lot of economic policies like the NDP and other projects typically speak to 5% economic growth is what we need. And the truth is, it will take a lot for South Africa to get there. Currently, forecasts actually said at least between 1.5% and 2.5% for the short to medium term in 2025. The reason why this is good news and the reason why we are actually seeing positive outcomes in economic growth, we've got no more load shedding that has at least been reduced significantly. So that's a big contributor. Despite the fact that we are under threat with regard to the US and the import tariffs, there has been a lot of trade activity that's taking place between South Africa and its economic peers. Coupled with that, the likes of Transnet are also doing their best to make sure that our ports, our railway network infrastructure, that it's very critical for the mining resources, does continue to operate efficiently just to facilitate exports. So in the short term, he's also highlighted that the interest rates in South Africa have been continuously cut since November last year. When the MPC meets at the end of this month, Mable, on the 31st of July, which is next week, expectations are really high that we could see yet another interest rate cut. So if that does happen, that's a positive for consumers like you and I.
Fingers crossed. What are the markets looking like?
Well, we'll open up from 97,353 points for the All Share Index. Currency-wise, we're at 17.82 to the US dollar, 23.91 to the British pound, and now 20.70 against the euro.
All right. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursdays between 6 and 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959 on the street and on the air.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.